We can think of our life, in some ways we can think of our life as just an uninterrupted stream of experience, subjective experience, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. We always have experiences. We always have feelings, never stop. So we're always experiencing the results of our previous actions. We're always experiencing the effects of karma. In How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe goes on to say, the law of karma explains why each individual has a unique mental disposition, a unique physical appearance, and unique experiences. These are the various effects of the countless actions that each of the individual has performed in the past. We cannot find any two people who have created exactly the same history of actions throughout their past lives, and so we cannot find two people with identical states of mind, identical experiences, or identical physical appearances. Each person has a different individual karma. So there are three things here that we might want to think about, three things that Geshe mentions, which are very, very helpful. So first of all, he says, the law of karma explains why each individual has a unique mental disposition. What does that mean? It's basically our personality, the way in which we are disposed to react, to feel, to think, and so forth. Some of us have peaceful dispositions, some unpeaceful, some are placid, some are aggressive, and so on. So what, if you look, you can look at the patterns in your mind, the patterns in your behavior, and see, I have these various tendencies. I have a tendency to be angry, or I have a tendency to be kind, or what have you. And we can analyze our actions, especially we can analyze our mental dispositions. And that's really what we mean by our personality, the tendencies that we have, and how they manifest themselves in our actions. So the kind of person I am, the personality that I have, the mental dispositions that I have, Geshe says, this is the result of my previous actions. And we have this from birth, don't we? Any parent knows, as soon as a child is born, it has a personality, it has tendencies. It has a specific way in which it reacts to thirst or to hunger or to frustration or to love or to kindness or what have you. So this collection of dispositions, what we would call personality, is there from the beginning. We have to ask ourselves, well, where does it come from? Why am I the kind of person I am? Do we have an answer? We like to think, if we don't think about the mind, if we don't think about inner causes for these things, then we start looking at external things, like, for example, maybe our chromosomes or something like that, or the influence of our parents. But if we check carefully, we can see that our personal dispositions, our mental dispositions, are there from the beginning. We brought them with us into this life. So what causes them? Where did they come from? So Geshe says, one, the law of karma explains why each individual has a unique mental disposition, a unique physical appearance. It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, a human body is not that complicated. A trunk, two legs, two arms, a head, one nose, two eyes, two ears. You'd think, surely it's not that hard to find two individuals who have the same physical appearance. Impossible, isn't it? How is so many variations, so many different variations of physical appearance. So why do I appear the way that I appear? Some people are happy with the way they appear. Some people aren't. Some people are constantly trying to change the way they appear, make their nose bigger or smaller or something like that. But where does it come from? Where does my physical appearance come from? Where do you think it comes from? Do you think it comes from the father's sperm and the mother's ovum? Do you think it's like formed in the womb? What if, for example, we would say I have the karma to be acknowledged as good looking or pleasant to look at, pleasant to be with, and so forth. Where do we think that comes from? Do we think that it comes from external sources, like our chromosomes or something like that, or like from our parents? Or do we think it comes from an internal cause? So according to Buddhist teachings, our physical appearance is the effect of our previous actions. So, the law of karma explains why each individual has a unique mental disposition, a unique physical appearance, and unique experiences. I already mentioned this briefly, and we're going to look at this a little bit later in the next session. Unique experiences. Two people can be in the same situation and experience that situation completely differently. Why? When you see an environment, like maybe a house, you go into a house, or you go to a restaurant, or you go outside. I had a classic example of this one time. I was driving my mother around at the north of England with these vast open spaces and the open hills. And I love it. I just love open space. I love the hills and so forth. And my mother's reaction was, "Ooh, well, I don't like this. I wouldn't want to be here. I wouldn't want to have to live here." And we see this again and again, don't we? Examples of how two people will react completely differently to certain situations. We listen to some music. I like this. I don't like that. We eat food. I like this. I don't like it. Da, 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 da. So the way in which we experience the bodies, the environment, the food, the sounds, the smells, the tastes, and so forth, just even our sense awarenesses. Some people will like one thing, other people will dislike it. So where does that come from? Where does my experience come from? According to Buddhist teachings, our experience comes from our previous actions. We are experiencing the effects of our karma. If we have a pleasant feeling with respect to a person or a place, we're experiencing good karma ripening. And if we have an unpleasant feeling with respect to a person, a place, or some food or music, we're experiencing bad karma ripening. So the question is, if you have some doubt about this, my question is, do you have another explanation?